SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Great to have everybody with us here tonight. We have a lot to do. Full baseball slate. We have got a lot of football to discuss. We have our first conference media preseason rankings to discuss. In fact, I didn't realize next week talking starts media days. I think the Big 12 has so many teams now they need 2 weeks to do their media days. But either way, that will start to have some fun there. We've got the golf teeing off tomorrow, the John Deere out at TPC, Deer Run in the Quad Cities, which is just a sparkling field. That we will try to go over as well here tonight. And several other things to accomplish, as always. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. This is it. Holiday, barbecue, drinking. What do you got? What do you want? Hot dogs. What do you want? You want a bagel? You want a bagel with cream cheese for the weekend? What do you want?
Did you like that I threw in the big football story there at the top for the show? Did you like that? Yeah. The Big 12?
Yeah, there's nothing you could dangle in front of my face. You're not excited for it. You know it and I know it.
I'm excited.
You're talking about the Masters. I know you.
I'm excited for it. Nah, believe you me.
Excited? You're not excited.
Big 12. I'm excited, baby.
Very, very explosive conference. Explosive, Carver.
It's an explosive conference. It is an explosive conference. You're right about that.
I made contact with Joey McGuire. We might be having a jersey sent my way.
Wow,
so
look at you.
He could be coming on the show. I already told him, listen, big fan, love what you're doing. Come down and talk to us. So that might be on the horizon, too.
Man, breaking bread? You're breaking bread with him?
Look at you. Picked ninth overall by the writers in the conference.
Oh, I saw.
Disrespect.
I saw. We're going to get there. I saw
disrespect.
It, believe me.
Disrespect.
Total disrespect. Joe is so deep on this Texas Tech train. It's amazing. He's very deep on the Texas Tech train. Listen, now he's got a little gas with the coach, so understandably so. I still always get what you got going on. That you guys, he's quote tweeting you, you're quote tweeting him, we'll do our best. There's a lot of things you got going on.
I think you're jealous just because, you know, like I said, you could do that too. Reach out to Brooks. Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau. See if they get back to you.
Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. We got a lot happening, Joe. Let's
sign my titleist.
No, I'm kidding. Sign the titleist, Brooks.
What do we
Here
got?
We go.
Do we have any long shots this weekend or not really?
For what, the golf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got this. This is right up your alley, this field.
It's a hack event, right? It's a hack event.
This is a jabroni event, yeah. This is a tough
one. Anybody who's anybody could win this. This is...
I tell you, I got a couple nice tickets on Skins for top 20 and top 10.
Is it the Rocket Mortgage?
No, that was last week. This is the tractor tournament, the John Deere.
This thing. Who isn't this the one that Billy Ho won last year?
No.
Finau?
No.
Nah, I don't know. From nowhere.
Last year, Sepp Straka won this.
Did he really, Seppi?
Yeah, Seppi. He's in the field.
I got the tee times here. Let me see here.
All right, here we'll start the night off with a bang. You ready?
Yeah, let me hear.
Let's start the night off with a bang.
Let me hear.
How about Toasty, first round leader?
Well, now you're going to go for this hack?
Let's find him. Where is he, first round leader?
Come on.
Toasty. Where's Toasty? 100-1 first round leader. Let's put him with, I don't know, Teoscar Hernandez tonight, the homer.
I don't.
Put it with the golf. It's a put it with the golf Wednesday.
Can we put it with, like, Florida State to win the ACC?
I mean, if you want to do that, you can go ahead and do that. I'm going to put it with a homer.
I'm in bad shape with the totals here. You know, I took the over in the St. Louis game, dead under. These gutless Braves, they can't score if their life depended on it. Mm-hmm. Like 1-0, second and third, one out, they can't convert. You know.
I'm sorry, Joe.
What do you want to do? You want to put Seppi and Toasty with... With who? Who do you want?
I just did Toasty first round leader with Teoscar Hernandez to homer tonight.
I like the guy Diaz from Tampa Bay to homer tonight in KC.
Who?
The kid Diaz. What's his name?
The kid? We'll get the kid in there?
Well,
the kid.
Yandy Diaz plus 630.
I just love it. You just come out just firing darts. It just boom, boom,
I think that game's going to sail through the over.
Did you hear about the taters last night?
No. What do you mean hear about?
Oh, it was raining taters last night. It was great.
Did you clean up or no?
Yeah, it was a big night. Huge night.
Huge night. Kids, look at this. Forget huge the IRA. Tater Tuesday on the grid. He's got you. He's got you covered.
Hey, listen.
Why
great
buy
nights
NVIDIA?
And there's
Why
plenty
buy
of bad
NVIDIA
nights, too.
And Tesla when you could buy Yandy Diaz at plus 630?
Put it with the golf, baby.
Put it with
put
the
him
golf.
Put him with, who do you want to put him with?
I like the over in Kansas City tonight. Why don't you just bang this over? Come on, bang it over, 12.5.
There's some weather concerns there.
Weather last night, too.
Rain delays. They had a long rain delay last night.
So what? Like, at some point, you got, you know, the rubber meets the road. No? No.
At some point, the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
That's what
at
you're saying.
At some point, you have to throw caution to the wind. You want to make it? You want to make it big? You have to assume risk.
Tell you what would be nice if we started seeing some runs in some of these games. 2-1, Pirates lead the Cardinals, bottom of the sixth. 5-1, White Sox lead the Guardians. Josh Naylor's up now. Maybe he can provide us with a little thunder. Red Sox up 2-1 on the Marlins, bottom five. Mets just got a homer from Lindor. 5-1, they lead the Nats in the top of the sixth. We have got Reds up 2-0 on the Yankees. Yankees looking lifeless. 1-1, Astros and the Blue Jays, bottom third. They're going to the fourth, I should say, in Toronto. 1-0, Braves lead the Giants, bottom third. Scoreless, they're underway in Chicago between the Phillies and the Cubs. Scoreless, they're underway in Arlington, top of the first, Padres and the Rangers. They are about to start. Well, they just started, Joe. They're like three pitches into the game, those two games. Tigers, Twins about to start. Rays, Royals about to start. Brewers and Rockies coming up in Colorado in about a half an hour. And then late night, Angels, A's at the dump. Orioles, Mariners in Seattle. And Diamondbacks, Dodgers in Los Angeles.
I took a shot. Late night. Here's what I have now. I have over St. Louis alt, over San Fran alt, over Philly alt, and over Tampa Bay alt. That's a dead loser. Over San Fran alt, over Philly alt, over Tampa, over Angels. That's a dead loser because of the Atlanta game. And then I just put this in. Wheel play. I'm going after Zach Wheeler in Chicago. Over 10.5 Cubs, Phillies. Over 12.5 Rays and Royals. And we're going up, up, up and away, but not that much. Over 13.5 Brew Crew and Rockies. Let's go.
That's so you're staying away from the 17.5 tonight. You're not going that
well,
deep.
I hit every bet on that, Carver. I didn't tell you. I got those bets going. I have all those wheel ideal plays for the college football because I started at 11.5. I hit the 11.5, the 13.5, and the 14.5. I put in 5 bets. I won 4 and lost a 17.5. So I have 4 wheel plays going for college football. All 6 figures.
Wheel plays.
Yeah, well, here's what I got. Yep. Yeah, one plays 265,000, 300,983 grand.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting going on a Wednesday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night as we head into 4th of July tomorrow, Joe. Well, 4th of July holiday. No Carver and Lisi Thursday and Friday night.
Pavetta, 1-0 Tampa, right out of the gate. Shot him out of a cannon.
Who?
Pavetta.
Pavetta?
I don't know. Somebody scored. A one-run blast, a solo shot.
A one-run blast, a solo shot. I'll have to get that information for you here now. All right, Joe. So 1-0 Rays. That was, here we go. I finally got the notification. That was Isaac Paredes, Joe. Come on.
All right, I thought it was
Pavetta.
I don't know. It was quick. It was quick. You say tomato, I say tomato. Doesn't matter. 1-0. We're on the over 10.5. That's all that matters. You could tell me it was Aaron Judge. I really don't care. As long as they hit the home run. There you go. Can we get Diaz? Can we get Diaz?
So you played Diaz at, what was it, 625?
630.
I have Bellinger up here for the Cubs. That was one of my bigger plays tonight, Joe. He was, you don't really like going against Wheeler, but he was 5-for-13, and all 5 hits were home runs in his career.
Wow. So. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get it, Carver. Let's get it. Cubby's threatening. Let's go, man. On.
Cubby's threatening. Oh, they locked it, Joe. Come on. Put a 2-0 on the board. Put a 2-0 on the board.
Bellinger! In blow! It's gone!
Is it really?
Shows it on the game play.
Joe?
Fly out. The game
cast. You know, Joe, I mean, come on.
Blame the game cast. It had it out.
Blame you. That's why I don't look at the game cast.
Well, you know, he sat dead ready.
Leave it.
I don't know. According to the game cast, it was right to the warning track. Originally, they had it out.
I mean, Joe,
don't blame me on that.
That's poor form from you.
It's not poor form because the ball went out of the park on the game cast. When the ball goes out of the park, that's a homer. No? And now you're upset. It's all right. You'll get over it. What are you going to do? All right, let's switch gears. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the golf? Toasting?
Well, we do got to get the picks in for the golf. By the way, this Fairchild just homered. I mean, Rodon stinks. He gave up a homer to Fairchild down the left field line. So, nice job by him. I mean, he is just so miserable, this guy Rodon. Just bet against him every single time, Joe. It's amazing. It really is. As far as the golf goes, you want to... after the next break, we'll get the golf in. It's not going to take long. We'll do the short segment on the golf.
Okay, whatever you want.
We don't need a lot. I know you don't want to get bogged down with that.
No, I like the golf. I have no problem.
You know, I understand. I don't want to step on your toes, Joe. I know you don't want anything going on with that.
Corvette's not.
You're in
right.
full football mode now. There really isn't anything else that, you know. That's all you're zeroed in on. You try to have a little fun here at night with these baseball games, but I'm surprised you're not going to these Big 12 media week. Where are they having that? Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming. I don't know. You want me to go during the holiday week to this?
Well, this is the holiday week. Next week is when the media things are.
Yeah, no, I'm in off-season mode. This is it.
Big 12 media days are actually, Joe, in Vegas. That's a smart move by them. That'll make everyone a two-day event. No way. They got like 16 teams now. They're going to need more than 2 days.
Yeah, but they just cram it in. It's...
Nobody could be as good as Biff Pogge was at the American one last year, right?
You think we're going to win 3 games?
Got me here for you. The 3 questions? That's it? Brought us here for this?
Biff Pogge.
What a legend.
Oh, boy.
What a legend. Allegiant Stadium, Tuesday, July 9th and Wednesday, July 10th.
I'm not a big fan.
Talking season is here, baby. Love talking season. To do like last year, Joe, play the clips. Them all saying outlandish stuff. Him. Who you want to hear from the most there in on Big 12 Media Days? Who can we get you?
I don't know.
We get you lined up with, Joe.
Who do you got? You tell me.
Deion gonna be there?
I don't know.
Guess so, right? Deion will be there. Missed it last year. Remember you had the foot surgery?
Yes. Well, Deion, I mean, he's got minus like 2 toes because of all the problems that he's had. You know? I mean, think about it. You got Gundy. You got Deion. You got...
They don't have all the...
Kyle Whittingham.
They don't...
You got your boy Kenny Dillingham. Hey, Dillingham. Dillingham.
Dillingham's fun. The one thing you don't have anymore is, like last year, the last couple years, they all spent the entire 2 days taking shots at Texas and Oklahoma. I guess they can't do that anymore.
I could still do that. Why not?
Yeah, they're gone now. Why keep it going? That's right. Joey. And the running back? He's probably going to be there too, right? What's his name, Joe? He came back.
Taj Brooks,
your guy.
He is my guy.
Get him a jersey.
Brennan Moore, get me the jersey.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. Heading into the 4th of July holiday tomorrow. Drinks are on the house, Joe. Drinks are on the house. That's it. On the house.
Are you buying?
Yeah,
what's
sure.
on the agenda? You have a little sausage and peppers over the weekend? Little sausage and peppers with the oil dripping down your chin a little bit? Oh, that's the best. No, little. I'm serious. No?
No, not for me.
No sausage and peppers for you. Oh, no. Carver. Carver, just straight hot dogs and burgers?
I wouldn't say that, but.
A little macaroni salad? Like, what gets you satisfied?
What gets me satisfied? I don't know, Joe. I mean, obviously everybody does hot dogs and hamburgers. You get the sausage pinwheel in there, not what you're talking about. We'll get the pinwheel in. That's okay.
There you go. All right.
You know?
Okay.
But all right. Not the full sausage and peppers. I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right.
You know?
It's worth a shot. I tried. Okay, I tried.
What about you? You're just going to go hang at the beach. That's all you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just straight, like, meat. Turkey, beef. I might throw a little sausage and pepper in there, you know.
Yeah, for the holiday?
A little red vino.
For the holiday, you'll do that? Special?
Yeah. Why not? You know, it makes you vascular. You know what I'm saying? You have the red wine, the veins pop out a little bit more. You know what I mean? So
it does happen.
It does.
It does happen.
It does. It's supposed to, here's the thing. It's like, you know, I do overeat, though. That's the problem. You want to stay lean. I have a tendency to just pack it in for the holiday. Not good. Not good.
That's all right. Make it work. No problems there. The Pirates got a homer from Rowdy Rowdy Tellez. And now lead the Cardinals 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. 3-1 Cardinals.
Yeah, and they're Pirates answering for more. Pirates.
White Sox have extended to 6-1 over the Guardians, top of the seventh. Extend.
The White Sox.
The Mets had a 5-0 lead, now 5-4 in the top of the seventh. I saw they got a Luis García home run. Still 2-1 Red Sox Marlins. Reds are up 3-0 on the Yankees, top of the sixth. They go to the bottom of the fifth in Toronto with Kikuchi on the mound.
He's a gas can.
Not tonight. Pitching well.
Is he?
Yeah. All the 8 o'clock starts are scoreless except for Tampa and Kansas City, which had that Paredes homer. Everything else scoreless. Tigers, Twins, Rangers, Padres, Phillies, Cubs. And then you got the other 4 games tonight that we're going to get to at some point here throughout the journey, Joe. We will get to that. Did Matias make any money in Wimbledon today? No?
It's probably not.
No Wimbledon money for Matias today?
Micro betting? We did. And you know what? You made me attack the women's side. After yesterday, you told me why I wasn't paying attention to the women's. We got Yastremska. We got Diana Schrader. We got Donna Vekic. We got Katie Volinets. And then tomorrow morning, we got to close out the show with Paula Badosa. So we're rolling with the tennis, baby. We're rolling.
Did you get that, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean,
well, Matias was a little upset last night when you weren't here because he, I guess, who were you on, Matias? Paraguay, and they completely laid down at the beginning of that game against Costa Rica.
So he was mad at me?
No, he was mad at himself. Mad at himself.
Yeah, I was mad at Joe. You know, yeah, I was mad at you, Joe. You missed out yesterday, Joe. We talked a lot of soccer. You could have been a big part of the conversation.
All these wins that you accumulate and not just that, I'm very happy for you. I can't pull myself to do it. Just can't.
Carver and Lisa Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Nothing else really going on right now in terms of Cubs did take a 1-0 lead, so the Cubs did get on the board. But other than that, everything's been status quo. It's just a light night here. Not getting a lot of taters, not getting a lot of runs. We need things to kick up a little bit. It's what we really need. Here's what we got for the golf: the John Deere Classic, TPC Deer Run, Quad Cities, over in Illinois. Is where they will be this week before they head across the pond for the next few weeks. Scottish Open, Open Championship, all of that. I am on this week, Joe. Sungjae Im at 20-1.
Okay.
Dangerous Denny McCarthy at 22-1. Davis Thompson at 30-1. Eric, don't call me Nat King Cole at 60-1. Seamus Power at 80-1. Now he's actually, Joe, I got the 80-1 the Monday morning shopping. He's like 45 now or 40.
Wow, you got the CLV.
Got a lot of gonna be rolling the can out on Sunday with him. That's for sure. With all the CLV we've got on Seamus Power this week. I got a lot on Sungjae Im too. He's 14 now.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of other guys for placements too. Like I like Seppi this week for top 10. Joel Damon, top 20. Neil Shipley, top 20. Ben Coles, top 40. Big Rig Higgs, top 40. So I got a bunch of guys in the mix. Big Rig Higgs.
You know, I think this is, you know what, Carver, there's two names that have talked to me over this last few days. They're not as big as some of my other hacks, but there's two that are talking to me.
Yeah, who's
that?
And
I think I have to play them. So this is win only right now. Big Rico Hoey at 100.
Played well last week.
I think Rico can make some more noise. And Vince, hello, Whaley. Hello, Whaley. Vince, hello, Whaley. So 150-1, respectively. I mean, honestly, Carver, I'm going to put both of those guys in a crack'em parlay.
A crack'em parlay. What does that mean?
That means Rico Hoey at 150-1 with LSU to make the playoff.
Imagine like the guy actually won at 150-1, would just be a monumental hit, and you got to wait around for LSU to hopefully make the college football playoff to get paid off of it. That's just
I love it.
Honestly,
it's not criminal.
I honestly, I forbid you to do it. Like you just can't do that. You want to do that with the 25 or 50-1 guy, you know, 150-1, Joe. You gotta just please. You got to play it straight then also. You want to play it small with the Hail Mary lotto ticket, that's fine. But can you please play it straight, put $20 on it or something by itself?
Can't do it, Carver.
And I'm going to be so frustrated if that hits. Like I'm going to be staying up at night sweating if you actually won with
those
guys.
You're not going to be sweating.
Joe, it would bother the hell out of me if one of those guys wins and you got to wait around and hope that Brian Kelly can get the LSU Tigers to the college football playoff.
Well, I got a better one. You ready? Rico Hoey to win it. Brian Kelly and Mike Norvell to make the playoff.
So two teams now. You had two teams to make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, two teams. Too legit to quit. Remember that? Remember Hammer? Too legit to quit. That's it. Rico Hoey. LSU and Florida State to make playoffs. Playoffs? Yes, that's right. And then Vince, hello, Whaley. And I might put Vince with Michigan. And
why don't you put him with the same thing? They both can't win.
What do you mean they both can't win? I'm putting them in different parlays.
I'm saying the LSU and Florida State, you could put them with both of them. Only one of them is going to advance. There only one guy can win the tournament.
I know that. But I like to switch it up. I don't want to have all my eggs in one basket.
Is that you don't want to do that?
No, I want to have Vince. Hello,
man. You don't like the hello, Alvarez? We were on him last night, and he homered tonight again. Man, Joe.
Who's we? Who? When you say we were on him, who's we?
We, us.
Us. The syndicate.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all try
to. You got
to,
a backer now? You got a financial backer?
We got a lot of people that love the Taters.
You got a bank? People are banking you now?
I don't know about banking me. No, I'm banking myself. Believe me. We even had a listener hit with Mammoth Hops last night.
Mammoth Hops. He's a loyal listener. Loyal.
He is, and I played his pick. He played his homer Tater pick. It came through.
Nice. Brenton Doyle. Last caller pick. 3-3! Cardinals, here they come! 3-3! Wow. All right, we got a shot. Last caller pick I took was Keith out in Kansas, College Baseball World Series, Nebraska. They got smashed. What was that, 17-2? Well, yeah, it's all right.
That was a bad one, man.
Yeah, but he called in after that.
I love Keith in Kansas. That was a tough one.
He's great. Is he a Nebraska? I don't remember.
I think he's a Nebraska guy, yeah.
He is. Dominic Raiola. They have the opportunity to start 7-0 under Matt Rhule this year.
That was a tough scene.
Or at least 6-0. I think it was 5-0, 6-0.
Smoked in that game.
Yeah. Dominic Raiola could be the real deal. You never know. Got to get back to running the football, baby. We're going to run it.
You want to play JoJo Highsmith this week?
Nah, I feel like everybody's on JoJo this month. You don't like this Vince Whaley anymore, huh?
No, Vincent Whaley? No, I can't
be. No, Vincent, hello, Whaley.
No, I'm not in. Definitely not in.
I got this Rico Hoey, LSU and Florida State to make the playoff. $100 pays $88,000. Seems a little light to me.
You think it seems a little light? That's what you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, this guy's a has-been, you're telling me.
Has-been.
I mean, this guy should playing out on the amateur. AAU
this guy's
tournament.
A has-been.
I mean, that's what you're saying. You know, I do a lot of work for the show, putting these hacks on the map. You know, I give them more street cred than they normally would get, you know, just even on the Golf Network.
A lot of guys on the map. A lot of them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879. 3-3. That was a Contreras homer for the Cardinals, Joe, that got that to 3-3 with St. Louis and Pittsburgh at PNC. They're in the top of the eighth as the Cardinals are batting with two outs. White Sox have extended to 8-2 after a two-run homer by Martin Maldonado.
Look at that.
So there's been some homers tonight, but a lot of no-names have been checking in. So we'll see if we can get some other guys in the mix here. Bottom seven, 5-4 Mets. One out, two out and one on for Washington. So we'll see if they can tie that up. They've played extra innings the last couple nights there. Giants and the Braves, 1-0 Braves, bottom five. Two on and two out for Austin Riley. Phillies and the Cubs are now tied at one. Tigers take a 4-0 lead on the Twins. In the top of the third. Brewers right out of the gate, 1-0. Who was it? Was it Yelich, Joe?
Was it Yelich? How come I don't see that on the GameCast? Come on, they're slow.
Who do we got?
I don't know. These Braves have runners on second and first and second. Can we actually convert here? Two out. Every time.
It was Yelich, Joe. Let's go.
Let's go. The kid's eating again.
Put him in there.
Eating fat. Give him another.
Let's go.
Give him a scoop.
Yelich in the first.
Yelich in the first. Kid wants to eat.
Just got those ones in time, too. Jeez. Looking at the clock. I'm going, all right, we got to get this in.
All right.
And we got Yelich in, Joe. Let's go.
Good for you. There you go.
We had a couple put him with the golfs with Yelich as well.
They put it with the golf, too. I don't have any of those yet. 3-0 Braves. 3-0 Braves. Come on, Braves. Come on. These Rays and Braves always trend to the under. And I'm playing overs with them. Why?
It's a great question. Why?
Great question. Contrarian Joe.
Contrarian Joe. I like that. Contrarian Joe. We call you that now?
I don't know.
Contrarian Joe. Grand slam for Carson Kelly is how the Tigers got the their lead. So, Tigers in the mix up in Minneapolis. And anything else, Joe? 3-0 Braves. 3-0 Braves.
That's what I just said.
5-5 Mets and Nationals. 5-5.
These games, they're all starting to open up.
That's a good thing. We want them to start opening
up. I
have
1-0 across the board here.
What?
Man, all I have is like unders here. I'm struggling.
What are you talking about? All you have is unders. You play every over under card.
I don't have the ones you mentioned.
All right, Joe. We got to turn the frown upside down here.
I don't know how you're going to do that, Carf.
Machado, they locked it up. Can we get Machado too? Can we Machado start to get hot here, Joe?
Let's hope.
Let's get hot. Like last night, once it started kicking off, Joe, they all started flying in after that.
Did they? It must have been nice. Yeah. Out on the Simon, you're eating fat.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, Joe. We'll get into that Big 12 media poll for you.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat. You're driving the show. You're getting ready. You're getting ready for the golf this weekend. You got
2-0 Padres, Joe. 2-0 Padres. Was it Machado? Was it?
I don't know. Was it?
It was, Joe. It was Machado.
Kids on fire.
We love this guy. 2-0 Padres. Dinger, dinger. Yelich, Machado. Let's go.
All right. Can I get some scoring in this Cub game?
We'll get the filet mignons for the grill tomorrow, Joe. Let's go. Upgrade the steaks.
Here's what I need.
Filets now for 4th of July.
Don't say it too loud. The wife might hear you. Then you're going to be in trouble.
they went to see the fireworks at the park.
Oh, so you're screaming, I got it. I did it. I'm the best capper.
Yeah, trust me. There's one thing you could guarantee, Joe. It's you're never going to hear me say that. So you don't got to worry about that.
I'm the best. I said it. Golf Dinger Tuesday.
All right, let's see. Who do we have with Manny on the play with the golf?
All right, come on now. Can I get some score?
I'm trying to see who we have. Ooh, this is a good one. Got a couple good ones with Manny. Neil Shipley, top 10.
4-0 Braves. Can I get 8 more? Can I get 8 more?
Nicky Dunlap, top 5 with Manny.
Sure, why not? Can I get this Carver? I really need these Tampa Bay Rays to break out.
Your boy, Nicky Dunlap, T5.
Add an S to it. Nicky's Dunlap.
Nicky's Dunlap. You like when we do
Changes
that.
The whole complexity of the name.
Nicky Dunlap. There you go, Joe. Just for you, I put him in.
Right. Think about this. Mike's Carver. Right? There you go. Right? See what I'm saying?
Let's get greedy now, Joe. We already got a couple. Let's get greedy.
I tell you what. Could the Braves break out for like a 7th spot here? And like these Tampa Bay Rays, every time I look, they have runners on. They just never score. Runner on, can't convert. Second and third, double. Like they find ways to shoot themselves in the foot.
They do like to do that, Joe. They do find ways to shoot themselves in the foot. I won't disagree with that.
I mean, they were known for playing small ball. Could we small ball it?
Small ball it, baby. We're rocking and rolling here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid, 844-843-6879, with you. All right, Joe. So we've started to see things pick up. Nationals now lead the Mets 6-5. So the Mets had a 5-0 lead in that game. Now, last night, Matias wanted to go in on the Mets and did not and regretted
it. What happened?
And they ended up going extras and scoring five runs and winning. They're down a run with six outs to go, Matias, plus 240 for the Mets. You want to go back at it tonight?
Second time's a charm. Don't do it.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
Don't do it. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Joe's saying don't do it.
He could be in a bad spot. He could be in a bad spot. He might just be second guessing himself. You don't want that to happen.
Nobody wants that to happen, that's for sure. All right. So 2-2 now, Blue Jays and Astros. 2-2. Who tied that one up, Joe?
Big Bad Vlad?
I think Varsho RBI single. So Gary wasn't Varsho. A homer.
Gary?
Looks Varsho got thrown out at second, but Bichette scored first. So 2-2 now in that game. Meanwhile, I told you the Braves extended to 3-0. That was on a two-run double by Austin Riley. Top of the sixth. I'll tell you, Joe, one of the most surprising things for me in baseball this year.
What is it?
Chris Sale looks so dominant again. Are you kidding me with this guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, when he was
basically
with the Red Sox, no?
left for dead with the Red Sox. Comes to Atlanta, and you talk about rejuvenated.
They got a great staff. They always had a great pitching staff.
10-3 with a 2.79. His strikeout rate is back where it was before the injuries.
Maybe
he's got another five shutout innings tonight.
What do you have, Tommy John?
He had a lot of stuff, Joe. I'd have to go and look up all the injuries that Chris Sale had.
Sometimes all you need is time to heal.
Some of them were freak ones too. Torn ulnar collateral ligament in 2020. Right rib stress fracture prior to 22. Fractured a left pinky in his second start back. Broken wrist the following season. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The amount of stuff that this guy's had. But he's back to himself this year. He's been outstanding.
Well, that's it, Carver. You know, that's why, another reason why I like the Braves long term. Maybe not regular season here, but they're struggling to get runs. But they play all these low-scoring games. I mean, could the Giants crack through?
Which is such a difference from last year, because last year they didn't play any low-scoring.
I know,
they were hammering everybody.
I need runs.
Man, this Yankee game is flying along, too. Jeez.
Come on, give me runs. This
Yankees
Cub game
have
is
become
upsetting
so
me.
Gutless
Zach
lately.
Wheeler. You know, this hack, Wheeler, he's so good ever since he moved to the Phillies. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been good. He's been very good.
I need him to go back to his days of the Mets.
He wasn't awful on the Mets, Joe.
He was good, but he was like middle of the road. He would give you innings, but he wasn't as dominant as he is now. This guy, every total is like 7.5. I'm hoping to get the big bats out.
Talk like he was a total hack with the Mets. I mean, that's not exactly true. 2-1 Padres. That game's going to open up, Joe. You could still
get
9.5
right
now.
You're talking about a game I have no money on.
But that's what I'm saying. You get in now. It's still 9.5. That game's going to start to pop off.
I need you to talk up this Brewer game.
Well, you got to run. You got Yetch.
I got 13.5. Do a little dance with Kansas City. You put the kibosh. Bad weather. They might not swing
right.
Yeah,
that was a stay away.
The rain might be in their eyes. It's 1-1, bottom three.
That was a stay away. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got another hour to go on the grid next.